Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yep, just go on in, read the script, and give it a listen.
All right, so you just won. Okay. Hello, my name is Chris, who walks in. You may know me from the reviews I do. Today, we'll be going over this week's episode of the Rolling in the Geek podcast. So, let's jump right in.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, and as your Game Master, I welcome you back to the world of Riven, the Shattered Continent. Will the rest of this merry band introduce themselves?
Hello there, I'm Harkos Ironjaw Pissarro, and I'm an Alacocra monk. And the world is confusing lately, but I plan to use my second chance to give everyone else theirs. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw. The world is strange right now, but I have given my word. No matter how fate directs me, I shall stand and protect those who cannot protect themselves. Portrayed by Brad Konauer.
Thanks, crew, and thank you for joining us at our table. Now, prepare yourselves for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, listeners. Ken, your Game Master here. I want to thank you for joining us here at Rolling in the Geek. We are once again, though, asking you for your support, because through your support, we are able to create content with improved quality and quantity. Check out Rolling of the Geek over on Patreon and choose a tier with rewards that fit you. Every little bit helps us along our path. Now back to three guys who are more excited to game than sleep. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. Trevor and Harkos discussed the dart a little bit before eventually deciding to move on. They continue through the back streets of Aetherport and into a somewhat seedy neighborhood on their way to Trevor's family shop. They eventually notice that they are being followed by a small group of brigands and decide to take a hard turn to catch them unaware in an alley. The group passes by but are very obviously still following them. Trevor sends Kingsley to investigate, and their trap has been trapped by the followers waiting around the corner for them. The team takes different positions, with Harkos flying behind the group and Trevor and Phil making the other side of the pincher. Pincer? The groups confront each other, and the B team tries to get the brigands to retreat. But the biggest one of the group says that Lord T wants them gone, and then they fight. It turns out to be a somewhat one-sided battle as they wipe the floor with all of the would-be attackers. They continue on to the square where the Ironjaw shop is at. They see some light coming from inside the shop, so Trevor knocks with no answer, and they decide to go in. Trevor sees things are exactly the same as he remembers them, and they hear somebody messing around in the back room. Trevor's father, Sterling, comes in apologizing for his leaving the front until he finally notices that it's Trevor. They have a lengthy but awkward exchange until they start hearing some odd noises from the room Sterling came out of. They eventually have to get a little pushy to find out what's going on, and Trevor pushes past to open up the door. Once they get in, they see a silver dragonborn laid out on a table, bandaged and bloodied, who introduces herself as Avalon, the herald for the Methuselah Arrow of Wrath, before passing out. And that is where we pick back up.
So
you were standing in this room. Your father is still in the like main area behind you, and this dragonborn Avalon has passed out and is still kind of like bloodied on the table.
I want to stand over and
she punches you in the dick.
Not that type of over, but okay.
No, you're just like creepy hovering, so she punches you right in the dick.
She's passed out.
Well, it's an instinctual reaction that all Dragonborn have is punch Trevor in the dick.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to use everything I got if I have to and cast Cure Wounds. I'll cast it at fourth level and I'll use every spell slot if I have to heal her up.
Hey, well, do the Cure Wounds. Roll me up some healing damage. Healing damage? Is that, can you call it that?
You can call it whatever you want. You're the DM.
Basically, okay. what I'm saying is, you know, Trevor's going to go in there and pump power into her because.
Can I go somewhere
roll
else?
Roll me up some Cure Wounds. I want to see what you do with a fourth.
Can I go somewhere else if he's going to be pumping shit into her?
No, he's got his date later, so.
Ugh.
What the fuck did you just roll? Okay. It sounded four like your D8s. Fucking metal ass D20 that just went down your tower.
Because it was four metal D8s.
Oh, okay. Well, that would do it. Okay. How much did you say?
26.
Okay. So you drop the Cure Wounds into her, and you can see a good chunk of the cuts and bruises that she have start to recede a little bit. You can see she kind of shifts uncomfortably, but seems after that moment passes that she seems to be like resting a little bit more deeply. Your father from behind you, Trevor, what did you just do?
I see that your fire lying started early. Da-da-da-da-da jokes.
That's a throwback.
I've healed her a little bit. I not fully, apparently. But
you just what have you done? What have you gone through?
Oh, he's been there and back again.
That's
a Trevor's tale.
That's a story for the dinner table, I suppose.
No, it's not. And it depends on how long your dinner is, I suppose, but my dinners are quite short.
The Iron Jaw men don't get magic.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what. When. How, I suppose, it all came about, but. I definitely don't know when it started. But I can do some things.
Oh, man, if Harkos was a bigger dickhead. What about all that when your shop was burned down and stuff, Trevor? Does he not? Not my place.
Where is...
I might hit her with another Cure Wounds.
Same fourth level, or
yep, same fourth level.
Okay.
22 on that one.
Okay. Most of the cuts, like the some of them were fairly deep. And most of those have closed up and appear to be on the better side of healed. A lot of like the deeper bruises, you can see around her face. Those are still there. It looks like at this point that she's not so much passed out as she is just asleep now. Like, not that there's a huge difference between those things, but you can tell just from the way that, you know, that she is resting rather than just out. Trevor, that hammer.
Yes.
Did you make that?
I did, yes.
I didn't think that you had that in you. I'm sure that there's more pressing concerns, but I'm...
Yes, like the herald laying on your table.
Yes.
So what happened?
Well, Trevor, I don't know how much you remember of your lessons in schools, but the dragons and their heralds are not just legend. They're not just myth.
Yes. We found that out. Stories for another time. What happened to Avalon?
Well, earlier today, or more this evening, she came to the shop. Luckily there was no one else here, because otherwise that could have turned bad very quickly. She was badly beaten. She got very few words in, but she knew that this was a safe place to go. One of the other heralds, she said, did it to her.
Did she say which one?
She did not. She's been in and out for the last 3 or 4 hours. I've been able to get very little out of her.
Should we move her?
Well, I know you haven't been home for a while, but dragging a dragonborn across town is typically not the wisest choice. We can, at the very least, I'm sure that we can move her to something a little more comfortable. I believe that I still have the old cot that I would set out for you when you would get tired. We used to be here.
Wonderful. Susie says that I'm going to scoop her up.
Okay. So he goes into another side room off of this room, and you hear him messing with stuff. Oh, there it is. Ah. And he comes dragging out it's not like a child-sized cot. It's right. A big cot. You know, it's just, you know, he set it out for you when you were young. gets that out and sets it up kind of close by the table so you don't have to move her very far. And, you know, throws a sheet over top of it. Do you need help with her?
No, I've got this. Well, gently lay her down.
Hey, you lay her down and she kind of like shifts a little bit until she finds a comfortable position and then kind of goes back into her deep sleep. This isn't odd for you at all?
No, not even.
Not anymore.
How much do you know of the Methuselahs and their heralds?
Well, quite a bit, Trevor. Sorry.
Quite a bit, actually.
Well, we've dispatched Rimgar and his Methuselah.
Pylorvo.
They're coming back. All of them.
Veldrith has been dispatched, but Borvensal is still out there.
You see, when you say those names, his eyes squint and looks like he's mad. Like he's got a little bit of anger there in the eyes.
We accidentally dispatched Koba, and Torovir is still out there.
He's quite literally in the wind.
Points over at you. Okay, I get it.
What? Oh. Uh-huh.
We had an encounter with Iacor. We were not able to assist in any way there, although I found out some information. And
Trevor, you met Iacor?
Yes.
You. He looks just like his jaw is a little open. He looks flabbergasted. We've been bound to Iacor and Sam Renton for my entire life. I've never even heard the voice.
I actually got to take, well, we actually got to take a stroll through Sam Renton's skull, which is disturbing.
What?
Yes, exactly what I said.
He looks over at you, Harkos.
But do you need to hear it in Orin, or maybe Irokokra? We went to the Underdark. Iacor was stuck there, and we did some stuff. Iacor's no longer stuck there. I'm having a hard time with all this dragon stuff. Threatened Iacor, now he's gone. But yeah, the skull thing, we did that too.
That's where they've been? They were in the Underdark?
Stuck there, yes.
Well, in the ley lines.
What?
Sam Renton's body was scattered through one of the ley lines, and Iacor was trapped due to something that Veldrith and Borvensal were doing within Sam Renton's skull since the fall.
And unfortunately, Borvensal has Sam Renton's essence.
No.
Yes.
No. Things are more dire than we'd been led on to know. He looks like he's deep in thought, like his mind is trying to race through some things.
I've met Numerath.
Really?
Yes, it seems we're a little closer than you would have thought, probably.
I had always heard that he was good-spirited, but he had very little to do with our family. I just
well,
surprised.
But I mean, no, it's not my place. I can't. Nick wants to because I want to see this fucking fire lit, but you know,
do it.
No, Hart, I don't know. You know what? Okay, so there are comments that I thought about, and I'm not trying to be shitty, but there were comments that I thought about making, and honestly, Harkos, in the vein of being sick of dancing around the dragons, that is where this is going to come from. Just so no one thinks that I'm trying to like be anti-party or something. Harkos is sick of the secrets about dragons. So that's my mentality behind these choices. Well, I mean, Metim is a little, I mean, that's putting it lightly. Numerath is the one that, I mean, he saved your son.
Saved him from what?
Death.
His eyes shoot over to you, Trevor.
The first time.
And back to you.
I told you it's going to need to be a long dinner. Conveniently, I'm not hungry.
I don't know if you were fully aware of my shop that I had. But, yeah,
Trevor's tin, oh, what was it?
Tin glazed terracotta.
Terracotta, yes.
It was more of a kiln by the end.
Hey.
Wow.
I didn't say that. That's too much.
I was doing quite well selling my pottery, and a man came in and wanted me to make him a weapon, and I declined. And, I'm a pat my hammer, and I made the weapon, but I told no one. And then he came back months later with friends, and they...
How many friends?
A few. They beat me and lit my shop on fire and left me for dead. But, Numerath walked me out.
There must be more cooperation between the heralds than we would have thought.
Conveniently enough, when I did die, I went to some place controlled by him.
There's part of that doesn't register with him. You can see that he's like back in that, like he's back in that headspace that he's working through something. And then after a few moments, it's wait, second time? What?
Yes. Once the shop burnt down, I made my way to Iron's Edge and met Harkos here. And soon after, Phil. And,
I know Iron's Edge. Iron's Edge was having some sort of problem. I'd gotten quite a bit of iron from them over the years.
Oh, a dragon rock problem, yes.
And a trapezoid issue as well.
What's dragon rock? What?
I pat my hammer again.
Have you ever seen the... Well, yes, that, and the stone that's on the trains and on ships that absorbs ley line magic.
I've never even heard of it.
Are you serious?
Oh, Stone is not exactly in the name, son. It's not Stone Jaw.
I'll pull the dagger that I have out as well. It's this stuff.
Do you mind?
Be careful, it does weird things with energy from people to other people. I'll gingerly hand it over to him.
Need you to unpack that one for me later. He takes it over to a workbench, and he pulls a leather bag out from underneath the bench and puts it up. It's almost like a doctor's bag. He opens it up and there's a bunch of different tools and instruments that are in there, and he like starts putting it under the literal microscope and starts checking it. It's interesting. It feels like stone, but
Can I? Okay. He's got it under a microscope-ish thing, yeah?
Yeah, like it's like a series of lenses.
Right.
That he kind of like is adjusting as he's looking at it.
I know it says it takes like a fucking hour for my artisan stuff. I think it's the artisan one, isn't it? Yeah, my artisan one. To like create something, but I don't want to create something. Can I use it to just like not destroy the dagger, because we want to give the dagger back to Harkos, but can I like liquefy it for the moment and then unliquefy it like I did when I was creating my hammer?
That was all part of like a ritual thing that you did. I can't see that would work under this circumstance.
Okay, I just figured since it was like I wasn't actually attempting to turn it into something necessarily.
Yeah, well, you are liquid.
Oh yeah.
He's taking a look at it. He's going over it and kind of like, you know, testing it with different probes and different things. After like 15 minutes or so, he's just been locked in on this thing. And he stands up and kind of like puts his arm behind his back. It's like, oh man, I'm not as young as I once was.
Should meditate.
Never been very good at that.
Well, I mean, it's not something you just okay.
This is an interesting material. So it doesn't act like stone. It is stone, but it acts more like a metal than it does a stone. Its reactions. And
yes, it molds quite well.
You've worked with it?
I unequip my hammer and set it on the counter.
All right, you got to go into your menu and unequip it first.
But yeah,
are you sure you want to dismantle? No.
Damn it. But yeah, I set my hammer on the counter.
He does he grabs all of his tools, he moves them over and starts checking shit that you did on that.
Mind you, it didn't start this way.
So after another like 10-15 minutes, he stands up, pops his back. Ugh. Okay.
I don't know what this is. Meditation's not your thing. You can try sleeping in a nest.
That truly does not sound that comfortable.
Oh, well, I suppose you would know.
It's bullshit. Okay, I'm sorry. I did not mean to.
It's a lot more comfortable than you give it credit for.
Trevor, just hold on a moment. I'll be right back. And you see he goes over to the stairs to go up to the second level where there's some storerooms and material storage kind of stuff up there.
Uh-huh.
And he comes back with a package. Like, it's wrapped up in like a burlap and tied off. That's about like 3.5-4 feet long. He goes back to the counter and he sets the package down next to your hammer, and he holds a hand out to you and open it.
I'll open it.
Okay. So you start unwrapping this, and as you're unwrapping it, he says, shall I hazard a guess and say that this was somewhere around 6 or 7 months ago that you forged this?
I'm assuming that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, we've kind of established mm-hmm. that okay. timeline that was when Selena left.
Okay,
yeah. Because that's when your shop got burned down, and you know, it was a couple weeks before that you had actually forged the hammer. It's interesting because I blacked out one night and I woke up with this on the forge, and you open up the package and there is a longsword in the exact same style as your hammer.
Huh. Interesting.
There's even grooves in the metal that look like would be similar markings that you've created for the Dragon Rock inlay that you did.
This is...
I have no explanation for it. It's just I was closing up shop, and then it was morning, and your mother was shaking me awake and looked over, and resting atop the forge was that.
I'm definitely have not lost your touch. It's exquisite.
He kind of like rubs at his nose for a second. You know. This runs in the family, apparently.
Apparently.
I had no idea what it was or what it meant. I just wrapped it up and threw it into one of the storerooms. Just honestly not even thought about it until now.
I wanna pick it up.
Hey, you pick it up and it feels like the weight of it and stuff is almost like the hammer. It's a heavy, solid weapon. You know, there's some small, as you're kind of investigating it more, there's some very small like aesthetic differences, like the wrap on the handle is different. The cross guard had to kind of change style up a little bit from what you had, but for the most part, the stylistics of it, the design of it, the forging of it is all almost spot on to Ardenim.
It's definitely strange that that would have happened.
You're telling me. I wake up and having forged a weapon like this, something that I've never seen or even conceived of in all of my designs.
I'm gonna set it back down.
He kind of like rubs at his brow a little bit, runs a hand through the wisps of hair that still remain. There's some odd things going on
in
this world.
I think odd is an understatement.
Probably, yes.
Brad, high or low?
Low.
That's a nat one.
Okay.
How low can you go?
Exactly that low. So Harkos is gonna go like lean over and kind of give Trevor like an elbow nudge and begin to think it's all thanks to you, right, Trevor?
Your father looks at you quizzically.
So we were given information that the dragons started coming back when I was born.
Yes, Numerath's herald. Sorry, we're both doing the same fucking thing. Numerath's herald made us aware that when Trevor was born, that's what allowed Numerath to begin his return. Somehow, with no information beyond that, but she seemed very certain.
Your father's face is a complete mask of K.
Yes, we've gotten a lot of information without it being a lot of information. The Underdark The Underdark is quite beautiful.
It's from what I've heard, it's not exactly my aesthetic choice.
It's also not as dark down there anymore.
Yes, exactly. It used to be quite the hotspot for tourism.
Harkos will never let me ride a train again.
Correct.
Airships are rather nice.
He's lucky he was allowed on the airship.
You seem to have experienced a lot.
Yes, only in these last few months. It's been quite the adventure and learning experience.
Had we known that answering the call for aid in Iron's Edge would lead to saving all of Riven, may have been Trevor. Some different contemplative thoughts prior to entering Iron's Edge.
Trevor.
Yes.
It's true.
What's true?
Your birth unlocked something, some sort of seal.
Oh.
Your mother and I both knew. As soon as your first cries came into this world, we knew.
And how? How did you know?
Well, we could feel it. We could feel their essences being unlocked. See, my family, the Ironjaw family, is bound to Sam Renton, as you've been made aware of. But your mother, your mother's family long, long ago
before any of our times, obviously. Her family was in service to Syraxis.
Oh my.
Was interesting as we found out each other's lineages.
Yes, there's a lot of interesting going around these days.
Your mother's family abandoned Syraxis long, long ago, way, way, way back in her ancestors' time. They broke from her when she started to rise and she was gaining power. Her family was terrified.
I can imagine we've seen some of that destruction also.
Syraxis can't be back yet. We'd all know that Syraxis was back.
We had some magically involved something show us what happened.
That is insanely descriptive.
I don't really know how to explain it. We had a cooperative magical dream, I suppose.
The long and the short of it is a woman died in the Underdark, and upon her death, she took us back in time. We saw lots of things. We came back to now, didn't remember any of it, and then Divinia, Numerath's herald, fixed that. We saw the Underdark before all the feral problems. We saw the convening of the Cabal of Magi as they decided to cast their spell that would inevitably take them and all of the Methuselah. And then we saw the end. All of it, all the factions, the blood, the fighting, and Numerath and Syraxis in the skies above. And then the Cabal did their thing, and the continent split. And then we were back.
Back in the Ironjaw household, there's a journal from your great 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 10 minutes later great great grandfather writings on the war and the fall. His name was Cletus Ironjaw. Was a popular name back then. I'm very happy that it is not so popular anymore.
I'm sure that will be a interesting read.
You've both traveled far. I can't even imagine most of the things that you're telling me that you saw.
On our trip here, Harkos made friends with a pirate captain and acquired us transport, and
I bought friends with a pirate captain.
You made friends.
I think that's thing
after most I of paid the, for them.
Most of the time, that's how you make a friend with a pirate. Is that there's some sort of money involved.
Indeed.
Well, he kept us around after I threatened pain on him a few times. So, who knows? Anyway.
You apparently take much more after your mother than you do me.
Oh, but mother was such a quiet woman and never was in combat. I say that very sarcastically.
You remember the night. I know you do.
Yes, the one that everyone told me I was imagining.
Well, Trevor, you must understand that it's better for it, at least then, it was better for you to not know. Those are not the kind of troubles that a young mind needs to try to process.
Well, I mean, they came knocking anyways, so.
And your mother handled it. Oh, you mean later.
I mean, yes.
Oh, sorry. I misinterpreted what you said.
But, on our trip here on their airship, we found out that the ley lines are actually sentient. They came and spoke to us. Something. They spoke to us.
You were just throwing curveball after curveball at me.
Oh, yeah. It's
just wanting you to feel how we do, that's all.
And we've just given you the short story. There's plenty more. I'm gonna glance over at Avalon and see if she's doing anything.
She actually looks a lot better than the last time that you even looked. Like, a lot of those bruises have started to fade, even without the magical assistance. Nice. It seems that you kind of kickstarted her system.
Nice. It seems she is doing better.
They're a lot tougher than you realize.
You did hear me say that we've dispatched more than one, yes?
No.
I definitely realize how tough they are.
Though some of them are a little more hardy than others.
Well, hopefully we don't have... Well, although from what you said, I suppose we will be dispatching another here soon.
As just the question remains, which one?
This is a very good question. I don't...
Knowing our luck, I'm sure it'll be Veldrith again.
I suppose then I shall take his head again.
That creature could die for the rest of time, and it would not be enough.
And I will enjoy every time we get to do it.
So your dad is just, like, he's in an existential crisis right now. Like, he's there's so much that you've dropped on him at one time. And he just doesn't really know what to do with it.
It's definitely my fault.
So. You said the house has been quiet. What of... Well, why is it just you and mother?
Well, you remember your aunt and uncle.
I do.
Once, when your mother and I started to sense the return, it's about the same time that your hammer and this sword were forged. We did not feel that it would be wise for them to stay in a place like Aetherport.
Really?
Hmm.
I mean, they seemed like they could handle themselves plenty well also.
Yes, but...
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's not the... It's an old saying. It's not the knife that you can see that you should be worried about. It's the one that you can't. And not knowing what was out there or what was on our trail, what could be coming around, we just, your mother and I, felt that it would be safer to make sure that they were elsewhere.
Before that, how were they?
Oh, quite well. Never had any, and they rarely had any problems.
That is wonderful news. And, Mother, how is she doing?
Well, you know, there's, certainly a lot on her mind.
I can imagine.
Unfortunately, there is some tie in the blood that she still struggles against. Successfully, mind you. I'm not saying that your mother is a rampaging psychopath, but she struggles. She's tired.
I can only imagine. Even if you were prepared for it, it would be strange.
And I guess for my part, I'm sorry that you were not prepared for all of this.
Well, in fairness, I did kind of take off on my own.
Yeah.
not going to disagree with you, I guess. I tell you what, tonight is certainly not a good night, and it's starting to get quite late. You should stop by for dinner with us. You can bring your friend here. Should stop by. We can have a dinner. Just a small thing.
And what are you going to do? Stay here all night?
Well, I don't want to just leave Avalon.
And what if they come to finish the job?
He looks down at her. I don't think they will. Not tonight, at least. As soon as she recovers, I'll find a way to get her to the estate so she will be more well protected, but at least here she has some semblance of safety.
And what will you do if they do decide to show up?
They won't be able to cross through the door.
Really?
He points over to the front door. And you, as you turn and look, you hear him do a snap from behind you, and he says a couple of words that you don't understand. And then you see, like, starting from one corner and then going up the doorframe around and back down, there are etchings and runes that have been inlaid into the frame of the door. It's your mother's handiwork, actually. That it's an old charm that will not allow any unwelcome dragonkin to come through.
So, not to be that guy, but does it only cover the door?
Your mother is no fool.
Just checking.
Now, if any of the dragonkin that were friend to Syraxis tries to come through this door, then they will be barred passage and unable to cross.
Well, then we shall take off, I suppose, and come back in the morning.
Oh, if you would be so kind. I imagine she's she may be slender, but she's still quite large. It'd be much easier to move her with some assistance.
Oh, you don't think she'll be able to walk tomorrow?
I would guess that a doctor would advise against it.
We shall figure something out. Be safe.
You as well. If you need shelter, you know that you can come here or go home.
Yes. De- definitely feel as though going home is probably an option that we should look into.
Well, after we... Let's talk about it tomorrow. I know that it would liven your mother's heart to have you for dinner. And your friend, of course.
Yes, they will be coming with me.
Friends, I'm sorry. The other one is kind of just hiding out in the corner, speechless.
Feels a bit out of his element, I think. Doing okay, Phil?
Yep.
Man, a few words.
Oh, a lot for Phil to take in, too, here in these moments. So you didn't get to have your fun time dream.
Oh, yeah. All right. You know, before we leave, what do you know of a Lord T?
There's Lord Tyrillian. He's the an advisor to King Gibbous. That's the only Lord T that I know of.
Do you think he would be conspiring with the heralds?
He takes a ponder on it. You know, he's a dick, but and where's the money in the dragons returning? That's the only thought that I could have on it. Is he heads the merchant guild? It's not going to be good for business if the dragons take over everything.
Unless he's a herald in disguise.
He's not.
Yes?
Met him. He's not. I presented arms to his oldest son.
Well, we're looking for a Lord T, so if that's not him, seems we have our work cut out for us.
I'll see if I can scrounge up anything in any of the books that I have, if that's a name that's been used before. Maybe it's a title or some sort of code, something that maybe the dragons have used before.
I'm not sure. We found a note before, and then when we entered the town, a group of lovely gentlemen tried to dispatch us. And they claimed that Lord T does not want us in the town.
Chew handled them fairly easily.
Well, we walked away from it just fine.
You really do have a lot more of your mother in you than you do of me. I'm no slouch, but, you know, your mother was the warrior in the family for sure.
Don't know that I'm much of a warrior. Arkos does all the damage. I just soak it up.
I'll smack him up beside the back of the head again.
That part does sound more like me. I don't feel like you could swing around a hammer like that without having some sort of skill. So.
Well, honestly, I didn't know I could swing around a hammer like that until we went to Iron's Edge.
He makes the same claim about all the fire magic he uses. Arcus, I didn't even know, it just kind of happened.
Son, you were almost quite literally born with a hammer in your hand.
Not quite in the same sense. Anyways, we'll be back in the morning.
Just be safe out there. I don't know if you're going on any dates or anything, but, you know, stay to the nicer areas.
Okay.
So you're leaving?
Yep.
Where are you heading?
I don't know. Nick, where are we going?
Well, it couldn't have been that fucking long, right? How long has it been?
Well, it's been, as you had to do the walk there, Aetherport is a big fucking city. So it took you some time to get across over to the Ironjaw shop. So I mean that you've been okay, walking for quite a while, and you had a little bit of a fight, and the thing with the dart happened, and all of this. So I at least a couple hours have passed.
So if we were to just turn around and walk back to the docks, we'd show up roughly around when they were guesstimating they might be done unloading stuff.
In theory, yeah.
Then Hargos will say exactly that. Be like, well, I mean, our evening plans, if we head back now, should time out just about perfect, I suppose.
Back to the ship then?
Yes. Hopefully less eventfully this time.
Agreed. Start heading back.
Okay. All right.
Fuck you, do-to-dos.
You make your way back. Go ahead and each of you roll a d12 for me.
12.
Hang on, I gotta find one. Okay, there it is.
1. Oh my gosh.
What the fuck, guys? Yeah, I'm getting tired of your guys' conspiratorial roles that you make up in this show.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, so you head back. You can see you go through that same neighborhood that you went through that you got followed. All of the your remnants have been cleared and are gone. Like you can't even tell that there was a fight that happened there.
Nice.
You do see that that tabaxi that you spoke with that sitting out front, smoking one of those like long hobbit ass pipes.
Kind of give him a nod as it walked by.
He takes a big puff off of it and he raises a couple of the fingers from his paw at you as a gesture.
They do make quick work here, Trevor.
Yep, not even a tiny bit of stain.
Yeah, as you walk past that whole area that things happen, I mean, you guys did not do that clean, and there's not a thing out of place.
Didn't do it clean. Even if we did, motherfucker blew up in a blizzard. So, I mean, we could have been. I want to make sure I attack and don't spill a single drop of blood. And then, dude exploded himself. So, this is pretty fucking immaculate.
Keep moving.
Yeah.
So you continue past and start getting towards the edge of the city where the Brava was docked. And things look a lot different here now. All of the cargo that was being shipped along with you has all been unloaded. You see that there's a whole bunch of it's not the crew, but they're like workers from the Aetherport docks that are starting to cart these many boxes away. And you see Captain Kirby standing there kind of directing traffic, and it doesn't seem like anybody's really paying attention to him, but he's doing it. And he sees you two as, oh, hey, you're back a lot sooner than I expected you to. I thought you were going to be hitting the night out of the town. Some wonderful nightlife spots. Trust me. No comment? That's where our friendship is at, is that you don't need to make a comment. I know how you feel. I get it.
So, I was trying to figure out there was a small drop, so I was trying to figure out who the fuck we were talking to, and my brain's like half gone, and then it all kicked in, and I realized he's just talking about more booze. So
don't you fucking judge me. I live my life.
I'm not, you know.
I'm
know,
Captain I'm Motherfucking not, Kirby.
Okay.
Oh boy. Are you guys done for the night, or are you coming in for a nightcap, or like what's?
Well, I spoke with Evelyn, and I was going to go out with the crew when they were finished up.
Where are they going?
They don't know. They just wanted to book into the whole experience, you know, so I told her I'd meet back here and then go wherever.
So he grabs you on the shoulder and he gets real close and he whispers,
hey, can you, like, when you're leaving, after they tell you where, can you, like, give me a note that says where? They never tell me. It's always like, it's like a game, and they don't tell me where they're going to go. And I always want to go and drink with them and play some card games and stuff. They never tell me. And I got to try to hunt them down. Aetherport's a big city, man.
I could try.
Hey. I appreciate it. I'd really appreciate it. Make my turn this time go a lot easier.
Oh, okay. I'll see what I can do for you.
Good. He gives you a big clap on the back and like,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Trevor, are you going with him?
Are you going with him?
Two bachelors out on the town, you and me.
So you're going with him?
No.
Sure sounded Well, in that case, no, I'm not going with him.
Well, that's just a shame, isn't it? I guess that just leaves more time for you and me.
I hope you're speaking to Harkos.
He's looking laser eyes at you.
I'm still saying, I hope you're speaking to Harkos.
Hey, see? It's a funny joke. It's a funny joke.
Oh.
I can get the rest of this done. I'm gonna go get changed into my town wear, and then we can head out. Sound good?
Haka, is he speaking to you?
No, we already spoke, Trevor. You're his best friend. He's very adamant about it. He cares not for what we share. He really wants to impress you or something.
Hey, see? I got it. I got, you know, but this guy, still a little bit of a mystery. Still a little bit.
I prefer to keep it that way.
And so, you know, and I know so I could go out with Marcos, and I'm going to have a blast, but you. Yeah.
No.
I don't know about. It might be an adventure. I don't know.
Mm. I no.
You get the sense that this maid is already probably a little drunk. I
thought that was a given.
I just wanted to make sure that was understood. Is that you're guessing that he's probably been taking quite a few nips off of the old bottle during the interim time between when you left and now. So he's a little slap happy right now. I'm gonna go and I'm gonna get ready as soon as all the cargo's moved.
And then, I have a few things to take care of. Why don't you take a quick nap?
No. I will nap later.
Wonderful. So you're going to go get ready then?
As soon as all the cargo's moved, I will get ready, and then we can all go.
I don't think they need
you and me. I know of at least two taverns that we need to hit before.
Oh, there's two, so you should go to one and I should go to the other so we can cover all the bases.
But if it makes a little sense, but not a lot of sense, if you and me different places. How are we hanging out if we're at different places, though?
You're simply giving me the experience double time.
You see, this whole time, he's just staring off at nothing, like really,
You see, if you go to one and I go to the other and then we switch, I get the experience of both bars.
And then as we pass each other when we're going to the two plate, we can high five.
Yes, exactly. You've got it.
There's good things happening there.
A good high five. It makes my day.
All right. Deal.
All right.
Good Lord.
He turns around. He starts shifting a couple of boxes around as another dock worker comes up. Even a little intoxicated, he's still kind of moving these things around with, fair amount of dexterity. But he ends up getting caught back up into his work. So you are free from being accosted. Goodness. You loved it.
Perhaps you go onto the boat, Harkos. I think I will stay out here and maybe go another direction.
Okay.
I think I'll be waiting where he can't see me, preferably.
Trevor, you realize that you've killed dragons. You don't.
Yes,
you're afraid of a ship captain.
There are some challenges that just dwarf things like killing a dragon.
And you're saying that Captain Kirby is worse than both Pylorvo, and death.
Well, Pylorvo made sense, and death was quiet.
And Kirby is a pirate.
Mm-hmm.
You rich people really confuse me.
I don't care that he's a pirate. It's the if I cared about the pirate thing, I wouldn't have. Never mind. Anyways,
but I feel like you do care about the pirate thing because you got very up in arms when I talked about how I legally bought those horses in Erebor, and I feel like Kirby would have made the same deal, and. You know, I just... loosely part of my upbringing,
you,
so...
You hear from over at the side, I would have... He high-fives himself.
Harkos, I was still not oriented.
Oh, is that what we're going to go? Okay.
I was not.
My mistake.
I was not aware of the situation. I'm fully aware of the situation here, and I'm also very aware that I don't want to go into the town with that man.
the nice man who brought us all the way here without use of a train.
Was it him though? Because it really didn't seem like he did any of it. Aside from the talking and the stealing.
Did you not watch what happened during the storm? Because I certainly didn't sail us through that storm.
You did. I think that I actually brought that up, is that despite that he was very confident.
It was almost like instant sober, almost, is what it was described like, in my opinion. You didn't use those words, but that's kind of the way he presented himself.
Mm-hmm. Whether or not Trevor accepts that or not. I mean, that's a different story.
I'm just saying you're not giving him a chance is all.
I'm not saying I'm not grateful. I'm just saying I can't stand the man. Is that blunt enough? I mean, I can't. He's too much.
Trevor, that's good, because he's asking you to go sit down and have a drink, not stand around.
Yeah.
No? Okay. All right.
He would have appreciated that joke.
I'll go hang out with the fun people. You go be boring somewhere else.
Yes. Be careful, please.
Yeah, wouldn't want to have too much fun. I sure hope some cataclysmic event happens while we're out, otherwise it won't feel like a normal day for me. It'd be terrible to have a quiet evening with friends.
Two.
I sure hope the sanctuary shows up to execute me. That'd be great. Really nightcap the evening.
It got real dark there real quick.
Marcos is not in the mood for Trevor to be like, I don't want to run a captain, he's annoying.
So was your fucking dog, but we drug it through the mines, didn't we? Yes, Trevor, I'll be careful. Jeez. You know, I did survive while you were dead, so.
You did quite well.
Do you want Phil to keep you company, or Phil, do you want to go with Trevor, or?
Whatever Phil wants to do.
Would you like to go find somewhere to sleep? You don't have to go out to...
Well, it sounds like Trevor has something pretty. It sounds like he made plans, though. So, I feel like I would be third wheeling pretty hard there.
Oh, does Trevor have a date? Okay, Trevor, I apologize. You do like Kirby. You want to be alone. Okay, Lenar, I understand now. You know what? Foot in mouth, am I right? I'm gonna go. I'll go make sure that he doesn't know where you and Lenara go, and you have a good time. You died and came back now, right? So, like, everything's new. God. Anyway, I'm gonna go, and I'll be over here. I'll see you in the morning, I suppose.
Okay, here. Fucking rehymenated Dean Winchester. Let's do this.
It's exactly what I was going for.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love that you've been deep enough in that show that you knew exactly what I was thinking about. Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Well, so do you head off to go and find Evelyn?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we'll take care of you first. So you head up on deck, and there's a gathering of about like six of the crewmates. Most of them are ones that you saw down below deck while you were working for Evelyn. And then you see her pop out from below deck, dressed exactly the same way that you saw her. She's all pirated out. And she sees you. Oh, hey, are you back? You ready to go?
Yes, I'm already had an eventful evening. I'm looking forward to the unwinding.
Well, we picked a establishment for us to haunt tonight. I'll be honest, it's kind of a shitty little place over in the east end of town. It's called the Moose Tooth. it rhymes a little bit, but yeah, we're gonna go there. We're gonna play some cards. We're gonna drink, and we're probably gonna get a little stupid.
I'm gonna lean in a little close and go, so Captain Kirby was he asked me to let him know. Nope. Okay.
Nope.
I registered.
I didn't tell you where we're going. We're just taking you, right?
Correct.
Yep. Nothing
kind
about
of
a moose.
Surprise.
Nothing about a moose. Nothing about a
tooth. I don't even have teeth, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Touché.
But she, you know what? Here, why don't I do something here? High or low, Harkos?
Hi.
Okay, well, okay. She grabs a hold of your hand and starts pulling you.
Okay.
Like the overeager, like she grabs you and starts pulling you towards where she's going. You guys get to the gangplank and she's like, now just hold on. Just hold on. And then you see like Kirby's kind of looking around. And then he like pops one of the boxes open to see what's in there and kind of starts fiddling around. She's like, now. And then they all just fucking like she just pulls you and fucking runs.
Harkos is having a great time. he feels marginally guilty about lying to his good friend, Captain Kirby. But he's having a great fucking time.
Trevor, what are you doing?
Yes. Walking away from where Kirby's at.
Hey, like onto the ship or like into town?
Like towards town.
Okay. You just not gonna meet your date?
I want to get out of sight.
Okay.
And then I don't suppose I'd have like paper and anything I can write with.
Well, you're drawing your hammer all the damn time.
He makes a fair point. I would say you probably have parchment or something like that. That I can imagine that's in, you know, kits that you've had, you know, like adventuring kits and shit. There's something. There's at least charcoal in them most of the time, or chalk. So you can do so. You can figure something out.
So I'm gonna write out a note that says where I'm at, and roll it up. And then look up at Kingsley and go, "Him, do me a favor, will you?"
You know, I honest to God, I was like, man, this guy, he's being a dick. Like, what is it? Why isn't he meeting with Lenar? And that 100% did not even occur to me that you could send Kingsley to go and do your dirty work so that you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't have to go by Kirby.
But yeah, do me a favor. You know who that goes to.
Kingsley like stares at you for a long moment. You get the feeling that he's judging you, like hard.
Look, do you want him to join us tonight? Because I don't.
He grabs the paper and
thank you.
Jumps off of you. So where are you heading? So the question that I want to ask you is, are you going to like one of the nice establishments that you would know?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for her.
Oh, I thought that you were wanting to meet her.
No, I was telling her where I'm at. I'm out of sight just down the way. Okay. Trying not to grab a Kirby.
Okay. So high or low?
High.
Okay, so she, you wait. It takes about 10 minutes or so. Kingsley returns to you eventually without a note. After just a few minutes,
Kirby shows up in a dress.
got your note. Pretty good idea dressing me up like Lenara so we could hang out inconspicuously.
And that's when I had to resummon Kingsley.
Can we go ahead and make that canon?
No. No, we cannot.
Yes, we can.
So after about 10 minutes, you're kind of chilling in your little alleyway. And then you hear, Trevor.
Oh, I'm glad he got the note to you.
So you kind of like look up and look over, and there's Lenara, and she is not what you saw her as last time. Instead of her rugged pirate gear, she's wearing a black silken dress. Her hair all done up with these like long pins that are holding it up, that are exquisitely decorative. She looks at you and she says, "I hope we're going somewhere nice." I rolled for which direction she was gonna do, like which direction she was gonna go with her dress up, if she was gonna go as normal or if she was gonna go like crazy, and she went with the crazy. That was the high or low that I told you to make.
I would say that once things click, Trevor's probably like jaw dropped. Apparently I am dressed wrong. I apologize. I was not prepared.
Damn. Okay. She comes up to you and she puts her arm through yours and she says, "You look fine. Let's go." And you guys head off.
Yes. Where to? Anything is good.
So I'm going to say a name, and it's a place that you know. It's a very high-end restaurant.
Oh.
I think I want to go to the Dove.
Oh, that definitely used to be an amazing choice. It's been a while since I've been here, so hopefully still as amazing.
Bet you wish you held on to some of that fucking money now, don't you, bitch?
I still got a little bit of money, not a whole lot of money.
What about 150 per person per night kind of money? You got that kind of scratch on you?
I don't got that kind of money on me.
Looks like you better get ready for some killing.
It's going to take a lot of kobolds to pay off this tab.
I just figured he'd murder a city guard and call it even.
Trevor would never do that.
So the two of you start heading off to your different destinations. And as you are making your way separately, but together in a way, snow starts falling just a little bit harder. And as strange as it is for the temperature that's outside, it's actually starting to stick. And that, my friends,
is where we'll call it.
Is where we're going to call it for tonight.
Okay.
Tried to go and have a nice date, and you're throwing bad at us.
It's just snowing.
It's just snowing.
Yeah, and it just rained in Aramore.
Yeah, see?
Go ahead and thank them very much, Tim.
Thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you enjoy what you've been listening to, we would kindly ask that you show us some support through one of our different means. First way is through our Patreon. We are good little warlocks, and we offer up sacrifices to our patrons depending on the tier that you choose. If Patreon is not your thing, you could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. Go to ko-fi.com, search for Rolling in the Geek. You can do a one-time donation there. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at ritgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek. Or you can find us on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter. And if you want to talk to a bunch of rad content creators, podcasters, artists, and all around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad. Nick, this week, you are the Sound Arcane Archer Fighter.
Damn.
With the accuracy that only a Cupid could have, you fire your arrows into the hearts of our listeners through the soundscapes that you create in our episodes. Can you please string us up something fun to go out on?
Thwip. It's going to be a hooty-hoo from Nick and Harkos as... we made it through episode 82. Fuck. 3BC. Tune in next week, as Ken's. Tune in next week to see Ken's new bullshittery in episode 83. This week, I'm not going to lie, got another song about dice. So
it's a classic. I mean, hard not to go back to it.
What, people who do TTRPGs got a thing for dice. You got a lot of dice. I got a lot of songs about dice. So, it's a shorter one. Without further ado, parody for episode 82. Here we go. Riddy geeky, riddy, riddy, riddy geeky, riddy, riddy, riddy geeky, riddy, riddy, riddy geeky, riddy, riddy. I have lots of feelings about D&D. Others just don't realize just how addicting when you hold them in your hands feels right, then let them go. Watch them fall with pride. I'm addicted to buying dice. Ba-ba-da-ba. My partner is leaving me. Da-da-da-da. 'Cause I've blown all our money. I'm addicted to buying dice. Ba-ba-da-ba. Didn't need love anyway. Ba-da-ba. My dice will keep me happy. Addicted to buying dice. That's it.
That was great.
Short and perfect.
Just like Jorik.
Stop and record.
I'm not doing it.
Wait. It can't be that bad, Chris. You'll be back next week, right?
I'm a professional actor. I don't need any of this. Of course I'll be back next week. I need the money.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.